you have a pressure washer with a bad pump, do not take it to the repair shop. Hey y'all, thanks for tuning back into Gigantic. I hope everybody's having a great week. Today we are talking pressure washers. Why yours won't pump, how to tell if your pump is bad, and how to replace it if you need to. Hopefully this video will save you some time, money, and frustration in the future. Now let me show you something. Now why do I have this pressure washer that was a customer's given to me? Looks almost brand new, right? With a bad pump. Why do I have this pressure washer over here given to me with a bad pump? Why do I have the pressure washer sitting over there given to me with a bad pump? Or how about that one with a bad pump, that one with a bad pump, that one with a bad pump? Why do I have all of these pressure washers with bad pumps that customers just give to me? And what's funny is this scary thing is the one we use. If you have a pressure washer with a bad pump, do not take it to the repair shop. One of a few things is going to happen. Either they're going to give you an astronomical price to fix it, you're going to say screw it and leave it there. You're going to pay a diagnosing fee because you don't want to fix it and still come home with a broken machine. Or three, they are going to fix it and they're going to charge you 2/3 the price of a new one. But you can fix it yourself so easy. Now at my repair shop, we would get in over 2,000 pieces of equipment every single year, and probably about 150 to 200 of those would be pressure washers. And out of those 150 to 200, probably 30 to 40 every single year would be left at my shop. The owners did not want them because they had a bad pump. Now pumps vary in prices, usually from about $125 on up, depending on how good of a pressure washer you have. But once you have a $125 to $175 pump plus the $40 labor for us to install it, you're usually looking at 2/3 the price of a brand new pressure washer. So customers just don't want to do it.